from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Super.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Derek Lopez, age 46 at the time of this interview.
I am the president and CEO of the Homewood Children's Village. I was born March 19th, 1966, in a small town called Merville, Tennessee. I was born to a single mom, and my mother was really smart. So she went away to nursing school in Georgia. When she went away to nursing school, she met my dad, and he was a smooth-talking cat. So the next thing you know, here I come. So she comes back home, and she tells my grandparents that she's pregnant. And then when I'm born, my granddaddy looked at her and said, "Girl, you don't know what to do with this baby." So they left me with my grandparents. So my grandmother and my grandfather raised me until I was 9 years old, because my mother was really young when she had me, and my grandparents said I needed a stable house. But I was raised with my cousins, so we had a four-room house. I didn't say four bedrooms. I said a four-room house, and there were 12 of us who lived there. And so it was a lot of fun. I never knew we were poor, but we were, because when it rained outside, it rained inside our house. But because we were so close, I think, in the house, I think we were close as a family. My grandfather was an umpire at the local baseball field, and so every one of the Jones boys had to play baseball. And so when I was a youngster, a lot of my time was spent running around outside, playing kickball, basketball, baseball in the street, running in the middle of the street with no shoes on, because we thought if you didn't have shoes on, you were fast. And then, of course, school was important, because my grandparents were big on school. There was nothing lower than an A brought into the house, because my grandparents did not play that. My mouth got me into a whole lot of trouble as a kid. One story is my granddad used to say, "Boy, better be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt." I was like, "What are you talking about, granddaddy? What are you talking about?" I was always running my mouth. My granddaddy said, "Boy, shut up. Just be quiet. Just learn to be quiet. Study to be quiet," which is a scripture. "Yes, granddaddy, whatever." So here I am. There's a fight at school. I'm outside watching this fight. Two sixth graders are about to fight, and they were punking out. They were not going to fight. I was like, "What's wrong with you? You a punk. You a girl. You ain't even, you a punk. You ain't, what, why ain't you fighting him? Why ain't you fighting him?" The other guy was like, "Man, shut up. You ain't in this." I was like, "Oh, you a punk too." So what do you think they did? They jumped me. They jumped me. And I learned a real valuable lesson. Study to be quiet. If there's a fight, go in the other direction. My grandfather, Jesse Jones Sr., is the biggest influence on my life, without question. So he was a good family man, a good spiritual Christian man, and a good provider. And that is why he is the most influential person in my life. And he was involved in both of the best day and my worst day of my life. The best day of my life was when I graduated from college at Dartmouth. He came all the way to New Hampshire, drove all the way to New Hampshire from Tennessee just to see his grandson graduate from college. Best day of my life. Worst day of my life is when I got a phone call when I was in law school and they told me he passed away. That was the worst day. So though he died in 1989, which is 22 years ago, still influences my life. So I went to Dartmouth College. I became a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. I sang in college in the gospel choir. I danced in college, doing modern and ballet dance. So I did a lot of things because college opened up the world for me. I learned a lot from just being on campus with different kinds of people and learned a lot about myself. So college really was one of the most important things and parts of my life. My first job out of undergraduate, I was a teacher. I love to help people learn how to think differently. there are two things that they say are really, really important in the world, and that's your ability to think and your ability to be agile with your thinking, meaning that your ability to think about something in a different way. And so if I can help a young person to think about life in a different way, that's the favorite part of my job. But what I do is I'm the head of the Homewood Children's Village, and my job is really to make sure that the adults around the youngsters in Homewood are providing everything that the youngsters need in order for them to grow into productive human beings. I think I am the sum total of every experience I've had in my life. All of those things make up who I am today, and I think we do ourselves a disservice when we forget that the good and bad in our lives, no matter what they are, really make us who we are.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Lemuel Jackson and Rodney Smitherman. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.